Welcome to this podcast, which looks at capital gains tax and the implications for rental property on how to conduct it in the most tax-efficient way. As a keen viewer of Homes Under the Hammer, I'm very aware that people buy property not only to live in it, but also to rent out or indeed sell on at a profit. And if you're buying and selling property, buying cheaply with a view to doing it up and selling it on, you're actually trading. One of the questions that you would then ask is it better to do this through a company or is it better to own the properties as an individual? And that's a difficult question to answer because it really depends on the scope of the business and how much profit you expect to make. But if you expect an activity like buying and doing up a property and selling it on at profit to be profitable and highly profitable, you may also expect it to be a feast and famine type situation. And if so, there's an advantage to conducting it through a limited company where on profits up to $300,000 a year, the company would pay corporation tax at 20%. And the owners of the company can then extract those profits by way of dividend. And if they're basic rate taxpayers, there's no further tax liability to pay. But today we're going to be looking at the property business. And the obvious advantage in domestic property is if you can obtain the benefit of the exemption for an only or main residence, you solve all your capital gains tax problems at one stroke. You can also, if you actually live in the property, rent a room out and get the advantage of rent a room relief, which gives you £4,250 a year of income tax-free. And that may well be advantageous. But if you're going to be moving property and you retain one which you let out, then the only or main residence relief allows you up to 36 months of additional absence and still get the exemption. And if you've had to move because of work, there are further provisions which enable the exemption to cover the period. But you then get into the complication of time apportionment. Getting the advantage of only a main residence on a second property is a frequently asked question. And people say, how long do I need to live in that property before I can get the advantage of an exemption from capital gains tax? And it's actually the wrong question. The right question is, what is the quality of your occupation? Do you intend to live there as your only or main property? That means notifying your bank that that's where you live, notifying all the utility companies, as well as actually living there. And if your intention was to live in it as your only or main residence, a short period of residence could be sufficient to establish the exemption. But it's the quality of your occupation. And in Curtis versus Goodwin, a single man who was divorced from his family occupied a 9-bedroom farmhouse whilst owning other property. And although he tried to get the benefit of the only and main residence, he failed because the quality of his occupation was such that he just couldn't justify living in that property as a single person. And more importantly, the utility bills showed that he wasn't really living there, or if he was, he wasn't using much electricity and gas. So that's the important question. What is the quality of occupation? But going back to the issue, should you own it through a company or should you own it individually? A company gets the benefit of indexation allowance, whereas individual ownership wouldn't get indexation allowance and therefore gains that arise just because of inflation, which at the current time is quite substantial, would end up creating a tax liability. But the advantage of individual ownership is that you get the annual exemption, which for the year 2012-13 was $10,600, and that may be sufficient to solve any capital gains tax problem. The notes which accompany this podcast give some further matters for thought. But hopefully there's been some ideas there as to whether or not you should own it through a company or whether you should own it individually, whether you're trading or whether it's a property rental business. But do remember that this requires careful thinking from the outset. And it's something that the exit strategy, what are you going to do when you cease this activity, should be considered in some detail before setting out. Thanks very much for listening.